Representative Peggy Wilson is hoping to pick up where she left off in 2009. She says she wants to bring more transportation projects to Southeast Alaska during this year's legislative session as the chair of the House Transportation Committee. The Wrangell Republican says one project that she is looking forward to this year is the construction of the first Alaska-class ferry.
The building process, the construction will start this year. I'm excited about that. Was able to get last year and the year before money set aside so that we would have it. And so I think we'll be able to start the construction.
Another goal is to secure forward funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Wilson says securing the funds will improve the system's preparations down the road.
One of the reasons that they've not ever been able to really do very far the itinerary for more than 1 year at a time is because they're only funded 1 year at a time. So they can't say, well, we're going to do this when they don't even know what kind of funding they're going to get for the next year.
Wilson says if the ferry system gets the forward funding, a two-year itinerary would be a reality. The funding would also mean the Alaska Department of Transportation will be under a two-year funding system for the first time. Wilson says one of the reasons why DOT has never had the system is because most of Alaska's income comes from oil revenue and federal funding.
It's very difficult to put a two-year budget out when you don't know if the price is going to fall out of oil and you're going to be in a fix and you can't do what you had planned on doing.
Wilson says she has been unsuccessful in trying to push for the system and hopes to get better results this time around. She says she wants the funding system to be similar to the mechanism that is used for the education system. Another issue for Wilson has been redistricting. With the rural population declining over the past decade and the 2010 census on the horizon, Wilson might not see a few of her fellow lawmakers this time next year. She says even though the redistricting could make her district bigger, she doesn't want to see it happen. After her election in 2000 and the census was conducted, smaller communities were added to her district after the Southeast lost 15 to 16,000 people.
They added on to my district Port Alexander, Pelican, Elfin Cove, Kuprinoff, and Baranoff Warm Springs. And so my district got bigger. And it's very difficult to travel around this district. I mean, some people, if I lived in Anchorage and I just got three blocks added on or something like that, you know, that would be different.
Wilson says she plans to present a bill that would protect rural areas from losing their legislators. She says the bill would call for four more senators and eight more House representatives. With regional projects to fight for in this year's session, Wilson didn't forget about the town that she represents. Wilson pre-filed House Bill 273 earlier this month that would entitle the borough of Wrangell to more land than it's scheduled to receive since its formation in 2008. In a follow-up phone interview following the pre-filing, she says Wrangell is set to receive 2,400 acres of state land. That would increase the borough by 0.14%. Wilson says that's below the average other boroughs received in the past.
The average is 1.13%. And so if we get just the average, because the total amount, for instance, Anchorage got 4.13% when they became a borough.
Wilson says she is confident that Wrangell will get its fair share based on a similar situation involving the borough of Yakutat. The borough was scheduled to receive a small chunk of land after it was formed in 1998, but got more after legislation was passed. Wrangell would receive over 18,000 acres if the bill passes. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.